rap bitch. One don't give a fuck and say she took that dick. Give me the project, bitch. A hood rap bitch. Parking up in traffic on some hood rap shit.
I got your man. Don't advance.
Pop that pussy for me. Do a handstand.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Welcome everybody to Daddy Cream, all things sex with Daddy Cream, I should say. It is December the 8th. Happy birthday, Nicki Minaj. We love you, queen. Oh my goodness. I am excited for today's episode, you guys. We are going to be talking all about OnlyFans. Today's episode is about OnlyFans and all the craziness that OnlyFans brings. I got a couple of guests who are very good-looking gentlemen and who have been doing this OnlyFans thing, and some even ventured out, you know, beyond the OnlyFans and have actually worked in the industry itself. So I am excited for today's episode. Daddy Cream is here to provide you guys with the sensation and the exotic thoughts that we're going to provide to you today. Hopefully it can blow your mind. Hopefully it will have your mind wander. Hopefully you'll be very curious, but your questions will be answered. And again, this is All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with OnlyFans or what OnlyFans might be, I'm just going to provide you a quick insight. OnlyFans has been around, I want to say, maybe going on 4 years, maybe even longer, 5 years, but it's a platform that allows individuals to basically be creative with whatever their craft is. And you know, some people use it for sexual explicit content, and some use it for selling their whatever else they're selling, their business or whatever. But it's basically a way for individuals to personally connect with other individuals on a more personal level and on a platform solely based on what the content creator wants to basically show their audience. So and it's been around for quite some time. I personally do have an OnlyFans, and I use my OnlyFans for my sexual content. And the reason is that for that is because I was able to capitalize, and instead of having my old videos out on, you know, Pornhub and Xvideos and Xhamster and MyVidster and whatever else the fuck they're on, I can create new content, and while I'm creating this new content, I can place it on a platform where only I have the access, where I know what is going on or being placed onto this platform, as well as I have control to charge however much I'd like to charge for my fans to be able to subscribe. And once you're subscribed, that's when you have access to, obviously, my videos that people who are not subscribed do not have access to. So I have personally loved OnlyFans. It's been a beautiful thing for me. I personally have had it. It's December 2021 now. I either started mine in 2017 or 2018. I can't quite remember. But it's the way for me to capitalize, and it's been a great way for me to connect with my fans. Some, you know, my fans would like for me to send personal messages or personal videos, and it's easier for them to connect on, you know, the OnlyFans, because obviously I'm going to be more willing to provide them that time and that communication, because, you know, I have fun on my social media and I interact in that, but my DMs are closed, so you can't have, you know, intimate or personal conversations with me on that level, because it's just, I don't entertain that on those platforms. It's not what it's there for. So, yeah, anyways, that's what a brief insight is. And you know, you can charge up that's a brief insight into what OnlyFans is, but you have full control pretty much. As long as you follow the guidelines and stick to the rules, you are in control of your audience, your platform, what you show on that platform, and how much you charge, how much you earn. If you provide discounts, if you provide incentives, whatever the case may be, that's what I truly love about OnlyFans, is you're truly in control. I love OnlyFans. It's done me well, and it's a great way for sex workers to be able to be creative and have their own platform for their specific fans and not be ashamed for what they're doing. Like, anybody who's going to subscribe to a content creator, they're 9 times out of 10 intrigued by that person or already a fan of that person's work. So, you know, it should be a no judgment zone, which is nice because you post things on Twitter and anybody is entitled to see that if your page isn't private and, you know, if you got your haters or something, they're going to say what they got to say. So, yeah, that is my outside look on this for all things sex with Daddy Cream for OnlyFans. I do want to not keep everybody for so long for today, since I do have two guests. I want to be able to have a good amount of time with them. So I am going to call my first guest on, and his name is Brisky. He'll probably introduce himself that way at least. And I'm excited to hear what he has to say. I have a couple of questions for him, and I'm sure you guys would be intrigued as well. Actually, before I bring him on, I just want to clarify some things really quick. Now, there's a perception when it comes to OnlyFans that, you know, these sex workers are starting an OnlyFans page because they're desperate for money, or they're broke and they can't have any money, or they don't know how to earn any money besides sex. And it's all, again, it comes down to the sex shaming. Again, it's people just trying to shame sex workers on their own platform for expressing themselves. And look, I want to say anybody who is willing to show off themselves on camera, it's coming from a place of need. It's not a place of, oh, yes, I'm sexy and confident, let me just go and, you know, showcase all my goods. For me, the OnlyFans has been my financial stability ever since its creation. It's been able to get me by month after month and paying all my bills and so forth. And for that, I'm so thankful. But the reason I'm saying this is I was talking to people and they were trying to say that, you know, they, in their opinion, they believe that everybody or anybody can just kind of start an OnlyFans, and you know, they're doing it because they're basically broke and they are not begging, but they're desperate for money. So yeah, if that is the case and someone is starting an OnlyFans and they are confident enough to put themselves out there like that and be vulnerable enough to deal with the comments of people and the body shaming and so forth, like, I salute those people, whether they are broke, whether they have money in the bank or not, because at the end of the day, this is a hustle. OnlyFans is a hustle. It's not for fun. It's not for play. Like, this is a job. This is a J-O-B. And, you know, not everyone knows how to market themselves or knows how to do it the right way. And, you know, that comes with doing it the right way comes with experience and with learning. And, you know, I'm still learning some of the proper techniques and proper things in order for me to maintain my fan base and provide, you know, what they want on a consistent basis. But the reason I'm saying this is, if there is a perception that people are starting OnlyFans because they're broke, so fucking what? When I started porn 10 years ago, I was fucking broke. I'm not broke no more. So if someone wants to start an OnlyFans tomorrow, they're probably doing it with an ultimate goal of not being broke tomorrow. And you can't hate on somebody for their hustle or for them wanting to be able to provide for themselves any way that they know how. So I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, I'm tired of, you know, the sex shaming and the sex worker shaming and all of that. And if I can use my platform and my fan base and I'm able to be an advocate for the people who are afraid to speak up, I will do just that. And so if you're listening to this and you are contemplating starting an OnlyFans or whatever, do it at your own risk. Know your potential risk. Really, you know, do some research and weigh out your pros and your cons on why you want to do it. But don't allow the next person to stop you from doing it if you need the money or if you want to try a different avenue or a different route in life. Like, do you, boo. That's all I got to say on that. Okay, my little rant is done. Let me go ahead and call my boy. All right, so we're just waiting for him to pick up now.
Yo.
What up, Brisky?
What's going on, mate?
Man, I'm just here doing the podcast thing. I want to welcome you to All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, shit. I love it. I love it.
Yes, sir. What's going on? What you up to? How's the day going?
Man, I've had a pretty easy day. Just, you know, talking to fans, working out, recovery stuff, you know, stretching, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're still going through the recovery for your leg, huh?
Yeah, I am, but I actually, I'm playing like a little league now, like a little semi-pro basketball league now, so.
Oh, I be seeing, you be balling, bro.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to keep myself in one piece again.
Remain whole.
Yeah. Gonna have my leg ripped again.
Right, I feel that. Well, I would like to thank you for wanting to come on the show and give an insight. Today's episode is on OnlyFans, and I know that, you know, you are a content creator, so I want to say thank you for wanting to come on to the show and give your insight on certain, you know, things that I have to say and questions that I have to ask and so forth. So if you don't mind, I'll kind of jump right into it, man.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it.
So I'm sure the people want to know for, you know, my fans who might not know of you. First, do you want to give your Twitter name or your OnlyFans link and all that?
I believe my Twitter is at L Brisky, L B R I S K I I. And then, my OnlyFans name is, Risky Brisky. RISKIIBRISKII.
Thank you. There you guys have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys want to see how fine this man is, you can go on his social media. So, you like how I threw that in there?
that's the OD love.
Okay, I got you, man. So let's see. I am curious to know, how long have you been doing OnlyFans, Brisky?
I just made it this year, actually. I made my Twitter last year, but I didn't really start using it until like February of this year.
Did you make Twitter specifically for OnlyFans?
Yeah. You know, actually, the fans that I already had, you know, from other shit I was doing prior to this, they were kind of the ones that was like, you know what, you should make an OnlyFans, like, you know, if you already take, like, semi-nude pictures or whatever, like, you know, and then, so I was like, okay, and then they were like, and then you should also make a Twitter. I was like, really, you know, the fans was the one that put me on game. I didn't know about none of that shit, to be honest.
Okay, dope, that's good, because I was actually just saying before we called you that, OnlyFans, it doesn't have to be, you know, just specifically sexual content, but the fact that you were doing other things and then you had obviously a fan base and they you know, told you to go to a different platform and you basically were able to capitalize off that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And this will lead into the next question then. Why did you start an OnlyFans? Was it for the fans?
No, actually, you know, I always been on that freaky shit.
Right, right.
you know, it's legit, to be honest, but, you know, honestly, I was trying to be an artist first. I was kind of telling, it's funny we're doing this now, because I was kind of telling the fans on live a little bit about my backstory, because no one really knew. And, but I was actually an artist. I had signed to someone out in LA. I did a single deal with Universal. And I lived out in LA for like a year and a half, just, you know, writing for other people and just testing the water, you know, just seeing what I could do as an artist and a songwriter. But, you know, I had some complications in the music industry and just with the camp I was with, you know, I wasn't really happy. You know, mental health is number one.
Oh yeah.
And so I decided actually,
go ahead.
I had made like an independent lane for myself doing music actually like last year. I was on the radio last year. I charted on the internet radio.
Nice, and, that's what's up.
And I had my album out on Spotify my last birthday. And, which is like last August or something like that. And it was doing so good, man, but they, not this last August, but, 2020 August.
Mm-hmm.
And they, the beginning of this year, like the very first day of the year, bro, like Spotify, without even telling me what was good, canceled my album. Like they took it offline.
Mm. And so that was a hit.
Oh my God, bro. Like all the shit I had worked to build, you know, all the money I had coming in from the streams, mm-hmm. just all the things, the shirts that were behind the album that were selling, like everything kind of like fucked up.
And then not only that, but the fans are probably like, oh, he left us high and dry or something, you know?
Yeah, he thought it was me. It wasn't me. It was the fucking Spotify
mm-hmm.
people.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just me. It was like, bro, they cleared. I think I heard they cleared 700,000 songs or something crazy like that. And it was all like the specific distributor I was using for my music. They were the only ones who took a hit. It was so weird. But you know, that's when I said, you know what, something's got to give, bro. Like I gotta switch it up because I've been trying to do this music shit for the longest, and it's always something with this shit. So
that's when your fans were telling you, oh, well, you should go this way, and then you were putting thought into it, and it was just kind of like perfect timing kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when one door closes, another one always opens.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, I'm rolling with the punches, you know. I'm not really going to get too high or low about anything, you know, no matter what's going on. So.
Mm-hmm. And you've always been like that. That's just who you are, so. Yeah, and that's also...
I can't give up.
Yeah, that's very attractive too. So don't give up. Keep being you. My next question for you is there a method behind who you collab with?
No.
Okay. So I
usually decline like 98%, maybe 99% of people that ask.
I guess I should have asked that first. If you do collabs,
I have. I've done. I think. I just did. My homie actually was just here. He came from out of town, and he just moved into his spot and was like, "Man, I could use a little bit more paper." You know what I'm saying? So we went ahead and collab. Just to keep things flowing. You know what I mean? And I knew people had been asking me for that type of content. And, you know, that's my guy. Like, we're really close, you know what I mean? Like, so I figured, you know, what not perfect thing. Because you can't just mix with everybody, you know what I mean? Like, I know a lot of people, they want to see that from me and everything. But at the same time, that's not really me and what I really like to do.
Well, I know what you're talking about, but the people on the podcast listening don't know. So you're talking to me like I know what you're saying, but these people might not know. So if you want to maybe, okay. Yeah, express what exactly you're saying.
Just as far as, like, you know, people asking me to, like, like fuck guys or like get fucked by guys or, you know, or it's not that I have anything against the lifestyle. Obviously not. You know what I mean? Like,
Before I was saying, I wasn't saying that you're a homosexual or that you're a straight guy or anything like that. So this is, if you want to, you know, express that, or you don't have to, I'm just letting you know that my platform, they don't have any thoughts or expectations of you, because I didn't put any of that out there, except that obviously you're a cool guy and stuff. But
yeah, man, I mean, I just, you know, I'm one of those people where I feel like, you know, there's a lot of guys or even women too that judge men for having experiences with men. You know, not everybody that has experiences with the same sex is just always rocking with that sex. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even like the term straight, and I usually just fuck women because I think it's kind of like beneath me as like a person, like to keep on putting myself in these boxes and putting myself in these
categories,
in these categories and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Especially people that don't give two shits about me and don't know me. You know, I can't keep on grouping myself with the everyday societal stuff. You know, and I'm actively trying to break those molds for people. You know what I mean? Especially for athletes, like there's a lot of athletes that hide how they are or what they like to.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like, bro, you shouldn't have to do that. Like, you should be able to. If this is really a free country, you should be able to really be you.
But you know what it is, bro? It's because like they're afraid of what society's gonna say or how society's gonna perceive them or if their mom or their grandma's gonna look at, you know, appreciate them or whatever the case. And it's like, you're absolutely right. People are caught up in these boxes and don't want to live their lives in their true form, and it sucks because, you know, that behind closed doors they're confessing to us like, oh, I'm having these thoughts or this is how I'm feeling. But out in the public, you know, when, not saying public matters, but when someone should really be able to be themselves, they're not comfortable enough in their skin to do that.
Right, and that's a problem, man. Like that causes like different issues. You know what I mean? Like suicide and all type of other.
Anger issues, yeah.
Misplaced anger, for sure. Like, you know, because these people are like caged birds. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, people just want to be able to express themselves.
Especially in the gay black community, it's very frowned upon to be like, you know, it's frowned upon, and it's.
It is bad, dude. I got people that hate on me for fingernail polish, man. Like, just. Like, what's up with you and the fingernail polish, dog? Like, I thought you was a real nigga.
Yeah, right. And like, what is me having to, I like fingernail polish, have to do with me not being a real nigga? Like, you know, this is my type of thing. It's really, in my mind, it's just because a part of them probably wishes they were comfortable enough to do it themselves and not it be frowned upon kind of thing.
100%.
And that's just, they try to project that negative stuff onto us. And yeah, it's not really, you know.
I can't fuck with that. If anything, you should be asking me. Like, one thing is, like, you know, especially in the basketball community, like, you know, I'm out there cooking these niggas with nail polish on. Like, I'm not taking my nail polish off before I go to the game. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm.
I used to mess with this basketball player who, like, had all the bitches, but was, like, me and him was fucking on the low, and, like, you would have never thought that he was a gay boy. Or, I'm not going to label him as gay, but you would have never thought he was, you know, fucking around on the low, but... But I saw how he was, like, suppressing himself by, like, you know, like, holding all that in and only being able to let it out at certain times and stuff. And I don't support that. I want people to live their true selves, and who gives a fuck what the next person has to say, man.
Exactly, man. Like, I'm at that point in my life. I mean, when I made this OnlyFans, I said, you know what? This is my opportunity to act on some, like, this is my opportunity to, like, really show the world how I am and what I want to do.
Your own platform.
Yeah, like, this is me. Like, my Twitter page, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always encouraging people to, like, be themselves and, like, do what they want to do, irregardless to, like, I mean, I just lost somebody the other day because of that. They were like, man, I was a really big fan, but you just did something homosexual, and now I can't fuck with you. And I'm like, wow, like. I was like, it's okay.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, it's okay. You know, you never really fucked with me all the way then.
Yeah, you wasn't a real fan.
Wasn't a real fan, so it's like, it's fine. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, actually, you're thinking about women and fuck me. And I'm like, damn, like, did I fuck all the guys? Like, did I?
Right. I was just trying to give my other fans some type of new content, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's for my business, man. Like, that's,
you know, but, like, you said it. He wasn't a fan. He's not really fucking with you.
Yeah, so it's like, you can't give no stock. You know what I'm saying? You can't put no.
And I guaranteed if I start, you know, if I start posting videos of me fucking bitches, it's not going to get the same reaction, but I'm sure I would get a new fan base, a new type of, you know, people who would follow me and stuff. So, I mean, I'm not doing that or anything, but I don't foresee me losing out on any fans based on if I want to make content. And I actually have a straight content creator coming, like, we're shooting tomorrow, so I'm really excited about that.
Man, I love those women that are like.
Oh, it's a dude. It's a dude, but still.
Oh shit! Okay. But even still, though, man, like I actually met a chick the other day that was like, she's like, you know, she's with all that threesome. She's with that ass play tip where her nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? She's down
with the shits. Like,
yeah, she's with it. Like she's free minded. Like
yeah. And I feel like dudes. For me, if a dude is getting his ass played with or something, it doesn't necessarily mean, obviously, he's gay or something, but it means, like, he is curious. Like, he's open to the pleasure that the ass might be able to provide for him, you know? And I like that. Whether he's straight, gay, or whatever, like, that's a turn-on. Like, because I don't like...
You can only do regular shit so much.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, once you actually... Because there's people, like, that are almost 30 that are my friends, and, like, they ain't never had their ass ate or their dick sucked from the back type shit. And I'm like, and they're straight, and I'm just like, bro, like, you haven't really lived life. Like, you're that vanilla in the bed? Like.
Right, you're boring, nigga. Like,
yeah, you hella boring, bro. Shit.
Yeah, let me not throw any shade or judgment, though.
That's funny. Okay, I got... three more questions, possibly. I know you decline a lot of collabs and stuff, but do you do, if you are collabing, whether it female or dudes, are there certain things that you might do with one content creator that you would not do with another content creator?
Yeah. So, me and Coke Boy collab. And he rimmed me, and I think he gave me head. And then me and Gunner had collab, which
he's been dying to collab with me, and I ignore him every time.
Bro, if I could go back, if I had like a time machine, I totally would never do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I never would have did that one. Like, that was like. You know, I'll say this, man. I'm not a shady person. I'm not trying to call out drama or nothing like that. But I'm not one of those people that holds my tongue. You know what I mean? Like for anybody, like if I feel the way about you, I don't mind saying it. I'm not on that fake tip where I can't speak.
Right.
You know, he gave me some issues after we did our collab. You know what I mean? And I just, it was unnecessary. Like, and it made me like say like, damn, see, this is why I don't do this.
Okay. Well, this is good insight because I'm telling you, he's in my mentions every other day. Like, we should shoot, we should film, let's do. And I ignore it every time, and I don't even follow the dude. But I get weird vibes from him. So
it wasn't even the fucked up part was the shoot actually went smoothly. Like, it wasn't even a bad shoot.
Was that the one at the golf course?
Nah, we were at a hotel.
Oh. I seen one, you were like, I think getting your ass ate at the golf course. I was like, this nigga is wild.
yeah, I'm definitely with the shits, but like, it's just crazy, like, how, like, he was, I think the issue was, man, this is before I had Twitter, is it Twitter Blue, where, like, it gives you a little
bit, oh, yeah,
a smoother experience for, like, $3 a month. Yeah, I fuck with Twitter Blue now because I was having issues tagging him. Like, I was trying to tag him in the post, but this nigga thought that I was trying to, like, be shady for some reason. Like,
and not send him your fans or whatever.
Yeah, but, like, I tagged him in the comments because when I was trying to tag him in the actual post. It wasn't posting. It wasn't reposting the video as like a video. It was posting it as a link. And that's not obviously what we wanted. You know what I mean? So like, I just posted the video and then I put him in the, you know, I put him in the comments. I tagged him and then he was, you know, I guess he got mad. He felt some way about that. Even though when you repost from that page, it shows where that video came from.
Well, I've hooked up and done work with people and not necessarily had problems after, but it was just kind of like, okay, we work together. I can unfollow you, or I don't really need to follow you. And then at that, they'll come in my DMs like, hey, did I? And it's just like, no, bro. It's just like, I really should have never been following you in the first place.
Right. I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong about this, but I was under the impression that we were just going to shoot content and you do what you want to do with it.
Yeah, like, you do what you do with your fan base and I do what I do with my fan base. You post it tomorrow, I post it next month. That's... doesn't matter to, you know, like.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I'm not here to, that's not my business.
I'm the same way, yep.
I don't understand why that was such a big deal, but that's why, you know, I blocked him immediately. I was like, bro, I ain't got time for that. Like, I ain't.
I'm not with that shit, yeah.
Sell the content, I airdropped you the content.
You had the, yep, mm-hmm.
Hey, man, use it.
Yep. We always, like, for me, I always airdrop before I leave. And if they don't have enough room or space, like, that's not on me. I'm not going to sit around for an hour for you to figure that out. Like, you should have came prepared.
100%.
So, all right, brother. If you want to give any advice or anything you want to tell your friends and or your haters, is there anything that you want to say?
My friends know I love them. I see them pretty much every day. I'm always around my friends, so I'd rather talk to the haters, like, just to remind them that block button is beautiful.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's my favorite. You know what I'm saying? When you hit the comments and you disrespectful, I'm blocking you off rip. So if you just, you know, consider that before you get to be a negative, like, we're trying to erase that.
Yeah, and remember, once you block, it's a forever thing. So,
you might have to make another page.
Yep, and you know they will.
Right.
I'm with you on that. Okay, Brisky, can we possibly see a Daddy Cream and Brisky collab in the future?
I believe so.
There you guys have it.
I believe so.
Well, again, I want to say thank you for coming on to All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. You were really fun, bro. I knew you were fucking, you're very free spirit. Like, you know, we've followed each other and we've connected and I've met you in person and you're just as dope as you are on social media and stuff. And, you know, I admire your work ethic, Brisky. You really, you be doing shit, bro. And it's not just the sexual content. Like, you make music, you play ball, and you do inspire, bro. So this is just from one king to the other, man. I'm proud of you, man.
I appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Of course. You take care. And again, thanks for coming on the show, bro.
You're
welcome, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bro. Thank you.
All right. That was fun. I really, really like that guy. He's really a good-hearted person overall, all around. And so thank you again, Brisky, for coming on to All Things Sex with Daddy Cream. The person who was supposed to come on next is actually unavailable at this time. So I'm going to give a little bit of my input, I guess, when it comes to collabs and stuff, a little bit of my insight, but I won't keep it too long because I do have, we'll have a part two for this OnlyFans stuff when I'm able to get him on here for that episode. So this will be continued, but I will briefly, you know, let my fans know I am working hard out here, and I understand you guys want particular collaborations, and y'all want to see Daddy Cream take dick and all of these things. So I'm well aware of the frequency of the request, so bear with me, you guys, and it should come. It should come here, hopefully, if not by the end of the year for a Christmas gift. Then my birthday's next month, so maybe a birthday gift, all this birthday cake, you know what I'm saying? But as far as collaborations and stuff, there are methods when it comes to me and collaborations. I do not just hook up with anybody just to hook up with them. There is a strategic pattern behind my hookups. 9 times out of 10, it's going to benefit the both of us. I have a platform, they'll have a platform, and we'll be able to, gain success together. I'm not 9 times out of 10, I'm most likely not going to meet up with somebody and they don't have a platform because I would feel like they're using my platform to gain their own clout. However, if somebody was wanting to get their following up and their fan base, I'm not opposed to being that platform in order to assist with that. However, there will, there's going to be a fee for that. So if somebody's going to want to hook up and they barely have any followers and a fan base and stuff, then I'm going to charge for my time. And I know that what I'm going to charge, you're going to make more based off, well, you should make more if it goes well. But there's definitely a method behind it. And nowadays with OnlyFans, anybody's kind of getting on OnlyFans, which I've been saying this for I don't know how long now, but the only time I'm really gonna collab with somebody and they don't have a fan base or something is if they're really just wanting me to slut them out on camera. And I'll easily slut a motherfucker out on camera. Like, as long as they look good and that ass is good, I have no problem doing that. Because at the end of the day, my fans are gonna love that. My fans want to see me fuck. So, that's the only way and the only time that I would fuck for free is if, it's gonna benefit me really. And there are certain things that I would do with certain collaborators or content creators that I would not do with other content creators, and that's just personal preference. Sometimes, based on the way somebody's ass looks, I would want to eat it. Sometimes, based the way it looks, I just want to fuck it. It's just levels to this shit, and I don't want to eat everybody's ass. I don't want to kiss everybody I hook up with. It's not my thing. I'm very freaky, but I'm very limited, and I have limitations when it comes to who I allow to get all of this freaky and, as a whole. So that's just my little input on that. If anyone was curious, I'm sure you guys are, curious. And as you heard Brisky say, he did mention that there's a possibility of us hooking up. And I have mentioned to you guys that I've met him in person. So there is a potential video collab between me and Brisky that might be potentially coming out. So keep an eye out for that. I don't want to give any teasers or spoilers or anything, but that's my boy. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode on All Things Sex with Daddy Cream, and we will continue this OnlyFans part 2 next time. Take care.